and action.
Entertainment and lifestyle. You know what it is.
Entertainment.
Here are the nominees.
It's The Fix with Karen Vaughn on 102.3 WRNB.
Former 76er Charles Barkley hosted SNL for the fourth time, and he kicked off his monologue with being himself, unapologetic.
Athletes been speaking out a lot this year. They've been kneeling during the anthem, refusing to go to the White House, but a lot of professional athletes are worried about speaking out and might hurt their career. Well, here's something that contradicts all of that. Me. I've been saying whatever the hell I want for 30 years, and I'm doing great.
Last night was Hollywood's biggest night, the 90th Oscar Awards that aired on ABC, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Lots of melanin magic, including Kobe Bryant winning an Oscar for his animated short, Dear Basketball. And in his acceptance speech, he revealed, which was so touching, that he always wanted to be a writer.
I feel better than winning a championship, to be honest with you. I swear I do. It's you know, growing up as a kid, I dreamt of winning championships, you know, and working really hard to make that dream come true. But then, like, to have something like this seemingly come out of left field, you know? And, like, I heard a lot of people tell me when I started writing, and they would ask me, what are you going to do when you retire? And I'd say, well, I want to be a writer. I want to be a storyteller. And I got a lot of, yeah, that's cute. That's cute. You'll be depressed when your career is over and you'll come back to playing, you know? And I got that a lot. And so to be here right now and to have, like a sense of validation, this is crazy, man. It's crazy.
And last night, Tiffany Haddish kept it fly and frugal. She wore the same white dress to present at the Oscars, the same white dress she wore for the Girls Trip premiere and her hosting SNL. She was so fabulous. But on the red carpet, she wore something a little different. She had a wardrobe change before presenting on the Oscars, wearing an outfit that showed homage to her dad.
Yes, my father is from Eritrea, and he passed away last year, and he said one day I would end up here. And if I ever end up at the Oscars, to honor my people, so I'm honoring my fellow Eritreans.
Aw, that was special. Love her. For the full Oscar recap, from the fashion faves to not so faves to the big wins, log on to our website, rnbphilly.com.
You just got your fix with Karen Vaughn on 102.3 WRNB.